to the starting line, I guess we should say, because it is called commencement. So it's the beginning of the rest of their lives, and this is just simply putting them at a good advantage to be able to be successful in careers or college or whatever they choose to go on. I also want to thank everybody for all their hard work. This has been the year has flown by in spite of all the economic issues we're dealing with. It's hard to believe that the school year ends this Friday and school is over for this school year. And that's the last day of school. And so if your kid tells you that they don't have to go to school on Monday, you ought to believe them, okay? They're not pulling your leg this time, okay? Also, I want to remind everybody that on Tuesday, May 29th, next Tuesday, that's our fourth forced closure day. And even though kids are off of school, it's all our employees are giving up salary and everything because of the state budget. And we don't think that's a really good thing to do, but that's the state of how California is inadequately funding public education in this state, and it forces us to do these terrible things. And in fact, yesterday, if you saw in the paper or heard about it on the news, Tom Torgerson, the state superintendent of schools, announced that now, just a couple of weeks ago, there was 172 school districts that were in really a financial mess. And that number, as of yesterday, is now 188 school districts. They can't seem to balance their budgets. And so if they're not careful, they'll be taken over by the state because there's the economic crisis is just so tough that they just can't run a school system. So adequacy and funding in California is a huge issue that we have a long ways to go to solve. So as we end this year, I just hope that we work with the legislature, and hopefully next year we can't continue to keep chopping away more and more because we're running out of things to chop. And ultimately, who's paying the price are our children. And I think that's really short-sighted here in California. So I hope the public starts waking up because that alarm should be ringing already, because how much longer are we going to continue to cut the future of ourselves, our students' future? And cutting the school year should be just a national disgrace, and everybody ought to be up in arms and mad as hell about it. But until then, we're going to continue. I want to wish everybody a great summer. Students, I know that there's going to be a lot of different programs going on in the summer. I know that the city's put out over 5,000 jobs for youth, and we're excited about that because kids who are busy stay out of other issues and learn a lot of new things. And also, I want to encourage parents out there that just because it's summer, please take some time to devote to spending some quality time, especially with the elementary kids, reading and writing and doing math with them, because we too many times over the summer kids lose a lot of what they learned during the year, and then when they come back to school we have to start all over. So give them a healthy start, help them out during the summer so that we don't need to do that. And also, I know there's going to be a lot of summer school programs and a lot of camps out there, and I want to thank all the different organizations in the city and that have all stepped up to provide great things for our children this summer. So it's great to be in this village called San Francisco where everybody steps up to help kids during the summer, and we wish everybody a safe and fun summer, okay? Is the student here? Okay. Later on, we might have a student that we've asked if they would read a poem for us, so we'll see if they show up. We thought that'd be fitting.